Yeah, it's coming from a well support crew that has come in to help out with this crisis that we have in the country at the present minute, and supporter ESB. Could I first of all point out the ESB are doing Trojan work with the skeleton crews they have. They're doing Trojan work and they're doing their best to restore as much power as possible. But when you hear stories then that, and this is this incident was this morning where a Welsh crew were saying that it was a two-man crew, and they were saying that there were supposed to be another 150 Welsh crews coming over, and they were told that there were no accommodation for them. Like, this stuff is farcical. Like, you know, we knew well in advance of this storm and these preparations, and we were offered support by other countries, and we didn't seem to pick it up too quickly. But when we're in a situation where there is still large pockets of areas throughout, and I know in this municipal district, still without power, and you have the support there, and we can't accommodate them. I would be asking the government to provide the necessary funding package to accommodate these workers coming in here, because these are highly skilled electrical technicians, and they're coming in, and they know their jobs, and we could speed up this process. Like, people out on the ground are getting impatient, of course, but they can, with the group that they are, with the workers that the ESB have, they're doing their best to restore their power. But when we get offers of support, they got there, and we can't accommodate them, like, it's farcical. This stuff is just beyond belief.
But surely you'd imagine that if they got them to come into Ireland to help out, that they would have provided and earmarked some sort of accommodation for them in tandem with those plans.
Of course. There's an opportunity there. We're only in January of 2025, and this is not a massive busy period for hotels and B&Bs. Like, surely if the package was put together by the government to provide accommodation for these people who are coming in, to get us out of one of probably the biggest crises that we had, probably since COVID, and we can't do it. Like, you know, we heard reports last week of offers in advance of the storm coming from the EU, and the government didn't pick up on any of this probably after the storm, when it was Saturday, Sunday. Look, I had incidents in this area, and if we change from, say, our ESB to Irish Water, where we had no backups to put to provide a water service, I've heard of incidents where in a lot of the reservoirs, they were only receiving backup generators on Saturday and Sunday. Like, this is farcical stuff. Like, you know, to me, and yet what really angers me is that we have a cobbled together government, and all of a sudden they give themselves a 2-week recess, 2 weeks holidays, and they deal with the biggest crisis, and they won't sit on it. Like, you know, they won't come back and sit. This is farcical. Like, it's farcical stuff.
As it relates to this Welsh contingent of electrical technicians due to arrive into Ireland, are they still coming, or are they effectively at a standstill waiting to source accommodation before they arrive?
Yeah, look at people don't understand. I've been speaking to supervisors within the ESB. You know, this could be long term, because what the ESB are doing is trying to get as many as possible back on the power grid again. Now, the infrastructure is hugely damaged throughout, not this county alone, but throughout Ireland. There's going to be months and months of repair on these works. They'll have to come back in and probably in cases put up poles and new transformers and stuff like that there. There's going to be a lot of work, and these people are coming to support that work, and yet there's no accommodation. You know, I've no doubt if they had been offered accommodation, they would be here on the ground working to support the ESB.